There's a polluted waterway that runs from downtown Atlanta to the Chattahoochee River. It's called Proctor Creek, and for decades it's caused problems for the people who live near it. Well, now there's a lot more attention on the future of the creek and the neighborhoods on the west side. WABE's Molly Samuel tells us about it.
In 2002, there was a flood just west of downtown in the neighborhood of Vine City.
People were swimming out of their homes.
Local activist Tony Torrance lived nearby. The water they were swimming in was raw sewage coming straight from toilets.
Trying to climb out of windows, we had to drag people out of their houses, kids, older seniors.
Rain had overwhelmed the sewer system in the Proctor Creek area. The flood ended up being bad enough that the city decided to take over some of the affected land. People moved out and about 60 houses got torn down. Sewage overflows used to happen all the time in this area, though not all quite on that scale. But it's not just the big dramatic stuff. The creek still floods, sometimes into homes. People also have problems with erosion and with mold. And there's trash. Styrofoam and plastic left on the streets eventually end up in the creek. And illegal dumping is a huge problem.
The things you find when you clean up Proctor Creek are crazy.
Donna Stevens is a member of the Proctor Creek Stewardship Council, which advocates for cleaning it up.
The tires are always there. The construction debris is always there. The mattresses are always there. Those things are issues.
Stevens says the creek's problems don't stay in the creek. They affect the neighborhoods around it. She says she's seen decades of disinvestment on Atlanta's west side.
If you have the blight that's caused by the flooding and the soil erosion, you don't have the taxpayers, you don't have the investment, so you don't have the economic development.
Schools have closed, banks and grocery stores have left. It's not all because of Proctor Creek, but floods of sewage definitely don't help. This goes back to how and where Atlanta was built.
We are underneath Spring Street in the Gulch.
Todd Hill is with Atlanta's Department of Watershed Management, and we're standing right behind his office in downtown Atlanta near the Georgia World Congress Center.
It's also the headwaters of Proctor Creek.
This is where the creek starts, in the middle of all these buildings and parking lots. Probably not exactly what most people picture when they imagine what the headwaters of a creek look like.
Instead of a pristine glacier, you have a lot of concrete, a lot of development.
So the rain that falls here doesn't sink into the dirt and eventually bubble into a creek. Here, it falls, hits the pavement, then goes straight into the sewers. And about that sewer system.
Most older cities, when they were built back in the 1800s, they dumped their sewage directly into creeks.
Atlanta did that. Then, when it built sewers, in some cases, it built the pipes right in the creek beds. In places, Proctor Creek basically became the sewer. It happens to be raining when I'm down in the gulch talking to Hill.
This is an actual drain off Spring Street.
The rain is falling on the road above us, going down into pipes, and we're looking at it flowing below a grate under our feet.
This is our combined sewer system.
And I can also see, I mean, there's like cigarette butts and stuff like that. That
yes, it's off. All yeah. sorts of stuff.
So if it rains too much, the pipes get overwhelmed, and the sewage mixed with rainwater overflows into neighborhoods downstream.
I think it's the classic environmental justice case or scenario, if you will.
Nataki Osborne-Jelks is the co-chair of the Proctor Creek Stewardship Council. She got involved with Proctor Creek as a college student in the 90s. She says initially she was inspired by older residents who told her what their relationship to the creek used to be.
This creek used to be such a source of pride for Northwest Atlanta communities. People played, you know, in this creek, fished in this creek, learned how to swim, you know, in this creek.
People were baptized in the creek.
It was seen as this positive amenity, which has in some ways turned into sort of a nuisance and something that is hazardous.
Atlanta has spent billions of dollars to fix its sewer problems after being sued twice in the 90s. It added capacity to the system, and in places the city separated the sewers so that rain doesn't go into the same pipes as sewage and storms don't cause overflows. But it was too expensive to separate all the sewers. There are fewer spills and less pollution in Proctor Creek than there used to be, but it's definitely not all fixed. Activist Donna Stevens says after all this time, it's hard to imagine it ever will be.
You have those residents who've been around 30, 40, 50 years, and they'll just tell you, I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime.
But a lot is happening now. I'll have more stories over the next few days about the vision for Proctor Creek. Molly Samuel, WABE News.
And Molly's series on Proctor Creek continues on Morning Edition tomorrow. right here on 90.1 WABE. And you can find more stories from Molly Samuel and the rest of the WABE newsroom by visiting our website, wabe.org.